This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That's funny, Jim.
It is.
Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Although you really don't tune anymore with radios. I'm Tim Wildman, Ed Battagliano, JJ, the Pride of Owensburg, Kentucky, Jasper, with us today. How do you supposed to say, what replaced tune, JJ? If you tune in.
Scan in. Mine has a scan.
Thanks for scanning into us today. That just doesn't sound right.
Yeah, you know what? I wish you wouldn't start raising questions because I've already got so many questions like, how do you write zero in Roman numerals? And why do we drive on the parkway and park in the driveway?
Yeah,
that why is abbreviated such a long word?
Those will
just going to add to all that
you're
stress.
Just adding to the pressure.
Those will keep you up at night. I can see how that would happen.
And I do want to say happy birthday to Ed Battagliano.
Is it our professor?
My birthday today.
Yeah. In fact, if you'll start singing happy birthday on your side of the radio, we can actually hear that because of some equipment that was installed by WikiLeaks. We hear you singing. Just go ahead and just belt it out. Sing happy birthday to Ed.
Roll down the windows, too, while you do it.
So, how old are you?
I'm 58 years old today.
Well, congratulations.
And still driving?
And you can send your checks to Post Office.
Is that middle age?
Hope not.
50, I just wonder when you reach middle age. Because everybody says they're middle age till they die.
Yes.
You're an 82-year-old, Sam. I'm a little over middle age.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So 58.
Well, congratulations.
Happy
relatively
birthday.
Good health and a relatively sound mind.
Relatively sound mind.
For most of your life.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, congratulations.
Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, we have a couple of folks watching the program in studio today. Jeannie and Jim. How y'all doing? From the Waco, Texas area. Now, you said you live way outside. You said outside of Waco. Where's that town you said?
Aquila,
Texas.
Aquila.
You got Crawford, Aquila, just a great area there.
Right close near to Priscilla.
Yeah.
Aquila and Priscilla from
Baylor,
Book of Acts.
Texas Ranger Museum, home place of Dr. Pepper, whole lot of good things.
How do you know all
happening.
That?
Yeah. I love Waco.
Oh, yeah, and that TV show.
Love me some Waco.
That Fixer Upper, the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good show.
The Gaines.
Awesome. You got the Magnolia, the Gaines, and you got Gary Haven, who started Curves. He and his wife, Diane. So,
a lot
of
good things happening in the Waco area.
Welcome, Jeannie and Jim.
Absolutely. And they're watching the program in studio today. All right, here's how we play Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University's in session, or we're on the air. School on the air here. We're going to ask three questions each, trivia questions, and then let you call in and answer one of them, or ask, or both. We prefer both. So now, if the only rule we really have is that you don't call if you've been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks.
Right.
Don't call. Not that we don't.
We'll know.
Yeah. You know, we still care about you. but we
will charge your credit card.
Right. But we don't want you to call because we want to allow as many new people an opportunity to get on the program as possible. So here's the phone number to call in and be on the air with us to ask a question or answer or both on Trivia Friday. 888-589-8840. Toll free, 888-589-8840. You really shouldn't care whether it's toll free or not. I mean, if you want to be on the show.
Make an investment in your education.
Yes, exactly. Money shouldn't
matter.
We're
making them more betterer.
More betterer.
So they shouldn't.
They
that's
shouldn't
worth
care
the
about
price.
Money should be no object.
That's worth the price.
Education. All right. So, Ed, you want to go ahead with your three questions?
I do. Thank you. Have I mentioned Have I mentioned that it's my birthday today?
You have already.
Mentioned?
We have.
We covered that.
Yeah, We have no gift certificates for you.
But we will
like
do
that.
This. We will do this. We'll call the fire marshal.
No,
tell them about the candles on the cake before you guys get
fire
ready.
Fire hazard.
Yeah, get ready all to light all those
JJ
candles.
JJ and I, we'll just put us down for an IOU at Waffle House.
Good. Okay? Oh, yeah, that's my
sometime
favorite
this year, in this okay. coming year.
All right. Here are my three
we'll
questions.
We'll meet you there.
You'll meet me. Yeah, go ahead. And if we're not there, start without
we'll start
me.
Start without us.
All right, my three questions. First of all, for question one, what animals, when we had the flooding in Louisiana, so Louisiana has been right. in our hearts and minds, what animals are on the state flag of Louisiana? What animals are on the state flag
you mean plural?
Of Louisiana? Plural,
more than
baby.
One?
There's more than one. All right, so, second question. What is the best-selling fiction book of all time? What is the best-selling fiction book of all time?
Now, atheist cannot call in and say the Bible.
Right. That's right. Yes. Because
oh,
that's
nice.
What they do.
Well
that's
played.
Yeah, I will give a little hint. Many times this book is released as a trilogy, but it is considered a single book. And my third question, you know, we got professional football starting up here. We're in preseason, but in a couple of weeks. So I've got a Super Bowl question. The Pittsburgh Steelers are the only NFL team to win three consecutive Super Bowls. Is that true or false?
Good questions. Hey, you're talking about football practice, football season coming up this morning on my music radio show. Gave a football joke where, you know, the teams were close. The one team had several horrible calls by the official, and then one more bad call. The quarterback took all he could, so he just started yelling, "Look, you got that wrong on the offsides, that illegal tackle, all these things." And he wanted to say more, but he didn't want to get thrown out of the game, so he just yelled, "You stink." The ref didn't say anything, picked the ball up, walked back 15 yards, set the ball down, and said, "How do I smell from here?"
Wow.
Adding insult to injury. Yeah. Here's my three questions. Who was the pioneer of modern nursing? First question, who was the pioneer of modern nursing? Second question from the Bible, what was the name of Cain's first child? What was the name of Cain's first child?
Candy.
Billy Bob, wasn't it?
And then, not the nickname. And then the third question, an amendment to the U.S. Constitution must be ratified by what fraction of all states? And then an amendment to the U.S. Constitution must be ratified by what fraction of all states?
Good civics question.
All right, from history, what Portuguese navigator and explorer in the year 1519 began the first expedition to circumnavigate the earth?
Rufus. Oh, did you need more than just the first name?
I need more than the first name. Rufus was
circumnavigate.
Not. Yeah,
That's a tough word for Friday.
Well, I've been practicing on that one.
Paul talked about circumnavigating. Oh, no, wait, that was something. No, keep going.
I got up at 5 this morning and practiced that word, Ed.
So it shows.
Yeah, thank you. What Portuguese navigator and explorer in the year 1519 began the first expedition to circumnavigate?
I got in your head.
Yeah,
didn't I
know you did.
15-yard penalty on you, Ed.
Boy, that stinks.
I think you're supposed to laugh at people when they mispronounce
words.
Anyway, the first good thing I'm not sensitive. began the first expedition to circumnavigate the earth. This guy's a big player in history.
Yes, he
is. Okay, we're having fun with that.
Or she.
But in 1519, he got up one morning and decided, "Hey, I'm going to find out what
circumnavigating today.
I'm going to do some circumnavigating." Number two, what rather large birds have been trained to tend and move sheep?
Are you serious?
That's what I said when I read the question. This is true.
This is wow.
Yeah, what rather large birds have been trained to tend and move sheep? Sheep. I'm looking around. Huh. I don't think anybody knows the answer.
Yeah, you can get yourself a blue heeler, but you got to buy a lot of expensive dog food, and you got to have a place to keep them and keep them on a leash half the time. I'm going to get me one of them birds. Yeah, they got a bird brain, but you ought to see them herding these sheep and a whole lot less upkeep.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I do not tell J.J. Jasper the questions before the show. That right there is just
all
naturel.
That's all him.
Just comes out. All right. Listen to this one closely. Move in. No, there are more species of insects than all other animals. This is a fact. But there are more species of this insect than any other. Almost half of all insects are of what kind? You get the question?
Yeah.
Okay. To the phones we go, Ed.
All right, I do want to make mention of the fact that one of these nine questions is our mystery question.
It is.
And if someone calls in and answers it correctly, they hear this sound.
That's right there. It's a beloved cowbell.
Beloved cowbell, if you're a Mississippi State fan. And so if you hear that sound after answering the question, JJ, what do they get?
A CD, Volume 2, Hilarious Highlights of Learning University. Hey, we were saying hello to Jim and Jeannie, our studio audience from near Waco. Also, another group out there, including Devin, sweet young lady that loves AFR.
And she's here listening?
Yeah, we got a studio audience. It's pretty exciting. Yeah. And Devin is beautiful and sweet and loves Jesus.
We're starting something here with a studio audience. I don't know if we can control it if we don't.
Jeannie and Jim are wild over there in the corner, making all kinds of racket.
All right, to the phones.
To the phones we go. We go first to Carlington, Ohio, and Jimmy is on the line. Jimmy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
You got it wrong again.
We did.
It's Cardington.
Cardington.
Hey, Jimmy, let me tell you how this works. we have someone who answers the phone for us who will go unnamed. Yeah. And when the person, like yourself, who says the name of their town, they're trying to write it down really quick and get you on the air as quick as possible.
And they don't have a Rand McNally atlas in front of them for a reference.
So we appreciate a little respect, Jimmy.
Yeah,
a lot of times
they go with phonetics, which we repeat here on the air, and it ends up coming out something that doesn't sound like your town.
But you want your hometown pronounced correctly. We will do our best. That's right.
Next time you call. Not that you'll ever get on the air again.
So, Cardington, Ohio.
Because you made fun of us. No, go ahead, Jimmy. What you got, brother? Ask, answer, or both?
I would like to do both.
Okay.
And actually, before I say the one I want to answer, happy birthday, Ed.
Hey, yeah. Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate that.
You can send him some kind of card if you want to.
Or gift certificate to Pizza Hut or any of the other fine pizza establishments in our community.
All right. Jimmy?
Go ahead. Answer JJ's question about the pioneer of nursing.
Oh, good question.
Jimmy,
let's repeat it.
Who was the pioneer of modern nursing?
Florence Nightingale.
Wonderful.
Right.
Way to get us started.
Florence Nightingale. Great. She was the pioneer of modern
nursing.
Nursing?
Yeah.
What's her story?
And that's pretty much it. I think out there on the battlefield, maybe a Civil War battlefield, I'd just be guessing.
I think she was before that.
She's pre-Civil War, Florence Nightingale, but I don't know.
It seems like the battlefield. But, hey, Jimmy, great way to get us started. First question, you answered correctly. What's your question for us?
If you haven't seen Star Wars, then you won't know the answer to this. In the first trilogy, episodes 4, 5, and 6, the stormtroopers were a clone army. So actually they were one person. And which clone did not shoot a single shot at anyone?
Let me start out by saying I know all about what you're talking about because that group was actually trying to circumnavigate the galaxy. So they had a lot on their plate. No, I have no idea.
Yeah,
Ed's the go-to guy on this.
I don't know the answer to that. I'm not a huge
Star Wars
fan.
You talking about Star Wars 1, the movie?
Well, it's actually Star Wars 4, 5, and 6 came out first, Tim. Shame on you for not knowing that.
That's where movie making goes wrong right there.
Well, that's like
they start making what's a prequel? That's wrong. It's wrong to make movies and then start going in reverse time.
While we're there, why you want to start out with a clone called Chanel Number 5 and you haven't even shown any respect to 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Duly noted. We don't know, Jimmy.
Jimmy, we don't know. You got us, buddy. What's the answer?
Okay, the answer is Boba Fett. Because you actually kind of have to watch the first three in order to understand this. But they cloned Jango Fett, and Jango Fett wanted one of those clones to raise as his son.
Yeah. Is that that's what happened there?
Okay, but that was in the first. That was in movies 1, 2, 3. Okay, so you're saying that they told that backstory in movies 1, 2, and 3.
Who was the main character there?
Boba Fett, the bounty hunter.
You know, he had to go into rehab. Dude, I don't know if y'all saw that. It was Behind the Music.
Boba Fett.
Hey, we got to go. Move on. Thanks, Jimmy. Have a great weekend.
And Jimmy, I was just kidding. You don't have to send me a gift certificate to a pizza place.
If you want to, but.
Well,
I don't even know your address.
Right. We can take care of that. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Trivia Friday on American
That's a smart
Family.
Kid. He's tough
Family
to get
radio.
Get the.
I think that, that
on
whole
one
idea of making prequels where they. You make movies 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
And then you decide, I'm going to make movies before the original, stories about before the original movie line. I think that is just trying to make money off people.
You're exactly right, Tim.
That's all that is. Somebody thinks that. We don't have pre-Rocky.
But you give somebody a good idea.
But that's a great
Rocky
idea.
Okay, maybe it is then. We'll show Rocky when he's 9 years old.
I hate to break this to you, but when you say they make movies 1, 2, 3, and then the prequels just to make money, making movies 1, 2, 3 is all about making money.
Duly noted. I'm just saying it's exploitive of the human race.
You're a purist, and that's what you want these things to stand.
It's not right.
You can defend it all you want.
You know it's not right, and I know it's not right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's get another call in.
All right, we go to Seagrove, North Carolina, and our good friend Todd is on the line. Todd, welcome back to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning to the university, and happy birthday to Professor Eduardo.
Well, thank you so much.
Hey, there you go. That's a long-time listener.
Yeah, that's right. Appreciate it. Thank you, Todd.
He wants to be called Eduardo.
Well, El Guapo, you could call me that. That means the handsome one, but
plethora.
Todd, hey, answer or both, Todd.
Well, JJ, I'm going to take a shot at your Constitution question.
Oh, great. All right. An amendment to the U.S. Constitution must be ratified by what fraction of all states?
2/3.
Is it this many or? Well, hold on just a second. JJ has a hard time with
fractions. That's incorrect.
He has a hard time with fractions.
Yeah. Hey, look, and it's not just me. 5 out of 4 people have trouble with fractions. But I had to double check my answer there.
Yeah,
that's not correct.
That is a good answer though, but it's
well, 2/3 refers to Congress.
Okay, you get out there
to pass an amendment. That's come out of Congress.
Give him another chance by asking the question.
An amendment to the U.S. Constitution must be ratified by what fraction of all states?
Oh, what fraction? Oh,
Well, hey, wow. you made it easy for the next guy. Todd, what's your question for us?
Okay. It's a Bible question from the New Testament. And the question is, what was the hometown of Peter and Andrew?
The question is, what was the hometown of Peter
and Andrew? Okay, let's talk amongst ourselves
Todd. I'm remembering they go to Andrew, and the scripture says the first thing he did, he went and told his brother Peter about Jesus, which good little nod there for witnessing. But I'm trying to remember where the location was.
Capernaum, or?
Don't blame me if I get this wrong. I think it's Caesarea.
Is this where they had the conversation, can anything good come out of?
That's
different. Okay. Where'd you say, Tim? Let's go with you.
Capernaum is considered the hometown of Jesus.
Who'd you say? What did you say?
I thought it was Caesarea.
I'm going to say Dallas.
Okay. We have three different answers, Todd.
I'm trying to think outside the box, folks. Don't judge me.
Brent, our producer, said, "Well, while you're at it, Fort Worth, add that
Dallas, Fort Worth,
or somewhere where the airport is
outside the box."
Yeah. What about Todd? What's the answer?
What's the answer?
The question is Bethesda.
Oh, but they're from Bethesda. All right.
Great, Todd.
Well,
you stomped us, buddy.
Close.
You know how many towns in the U.S. are named after biblical names? Because when he said Bethesda, I thought Bethesda, Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, there's just
Philadelphia,
all
of the Bethels.
Yeah,
all of the There's so many Bible cities.
Oh yeah,
names.
Yep.
Shiloh,
yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Tons all right, of them. Thanks, Todd.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good weekend.
You too, brother.
You too, brother.
Thank you. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, in my defense, I self-identify as that answer being Dallas-Fort Worth.
So we have no right to tell
yeah,
you any different.
You have no right to say I was wrong.
If you self-identifying as a town, you got deeper problems.
Yeah, that's going overboard.
The gender mix-up right there.
We draw the line in our country at right there.
Right. Right.
You can't be a town. You can self-identify as anything else.
You can call yourself a town all day, but you're not.
You haven't seen the next news cycle. We don't draw the line anywhere. Anything, everything's up for grabs. It's everything is just topsy-turvy.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I tell you what, we better repeat our questions. Let's take one more call, then we'll repeat our questions, then we'll go to break.
Okay, good idea. We go to Oklahoma, somewhere in Oklahoma. Marie is on the line. Marie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, I just wanted to say happy birthday to Eduardo.
Hey, thank you. This is awesome. I think I'm going to have my birthday come on Fridays every year.
And to let him know that he shares a birthday with my husband.
Oh, all right.
My husband is 82.
80 what?
So he's middle-aged.
He's middle-aged. So what's your husband's name?
Arnold.
Arnold, wish Arnold a happy birthday from Ed.
Okay.
Is Arnold right there?
That's it.
Ed, I think you ought to sing happy birthday to Arnold right now.
Okay,
national,
Marie, you want to ask,
radio.
Answer, or do both?
Wait, Marie.
Oh, did we lose Marie?
Something happened to Marie. Huh? Was that our fault or the... Marie,
bless
her heart.
Just to wish me happy birthday?
Maybe so.
That's unbelievable.
That's sweet right there.
Marie, as soon as we're off the air here to take our break, I'm going to sing happy birthday to Arnold.
But anyway, we didn't cut her off.
Right.
Accidentally, or on purpose. We didn't cut her off either way. She dropped evidently off the line. All right, so let's repeat our question, then we shall
take a break.
Take a break.
I need
come
a break.
Back.
I need to go to the teacher's lounge. All right, here's my first question. What animals are on the state flag of Louisiana? What animals?
Multiple
are on
animals.
The state
on the
flag
state
of
flag.
Louisiana. Question number two, what is the best-selling fiction book of all time? Give you a little hint. It is oftentimes published as a trilogy. And my third question, with NFL football coming up here in a couple of weeks, regular season anyway, here's the question. The Pittsburgh Steelers are the only NFL team to win three consecutive Super Bowls. Is that true or false?
Bible question, what was the name of Cain's first child? What was the name of Cain's first child? Second question.
How many did he have?
Not sure.
That's a good question. You can use that next week.
Yeah. Second question. An amendment to the U.S. Constitution must be ratified by what fraction of all states? Then I'll add one. We just watched the Olympics. How many lanes does an Olympic pool have? You know, we were just seeing all that.
How many lanes does an Olympic pool have?
Yes.
So you got an Olympic pool in your backyard.
Right.
You look out there and you call your wife over and say, honey, look at how many lanes you think we got out there, honey?
And I don't know how many lanes it has, but I do know that Ryan Lochte was robbed while driving in one of them.
No. That's
been robbed by swimming.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up because that has been changed. He's revised his story, and he said he was actually murdered while he was in Brazil.
Oh, man. Folks, not that we're making fun of murder.
That seemed like a bit of an exaggeration. Okay. Here are mine. What Portuguese navigator and explorer in the year 1519 began the first expedition to circumnavigate? Yes, I did that. The Earth. Circumnavigating the Earth was the calling of this young man in the year 1519, and I want to know who he was.
And what would happen if he had left his turn signal on the whole time?
I don't know. We wouldn't be talking about him today. What rather large birds have been trained to tend and move sheep?
I can't wait to hear the answer to this one.
This is true. This is number three.
We wouldn't lie to you.
There are more species of insects than all other animals, but there are more species of this insect than any other insect. What? Almost half of all insects are of what kind? That's what I want to know. We'll be back in a minute with more Trivia Friday.
On the next Today's Issues, we'll continue to inform listeners.
I don't know anybody who's ever been pulled over for driving while gay.
Encourage Christians to make a difference.
Our encouragement to folks is to find some help to, in a Christian way, deal with the temptation. Amen.
And equip you to help restore the moral foundations of our nation.
It's the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekdays at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR or online at AFR.net.
Since I've led tours for many years to the Holy Land, Israel, many people ask me, what's your favorite place to go? I have two, really. The Garden Tomb and Calvary and the Sea of Galilee. Now, I like all the places we stop along the way in Israel, but those two places in particular are very special and meaningful. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We'll be going to all the places you've read about in the Bible since you were a child. It's going to be a very special tour of Israel, the Holy Land, March 9 through 17, 2017. We're taking a direct flight from New York to Tel Aviv. For all the information on this tour, just call us at 800-FAMILIES, option 5, and leave us your name and your address, and we'll send you a brochure. 800-FAMILIES, option 5, or visit the website twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Politically correct tyranny is afoot at the University of Houston. A student government association leader was severely punished over a comment she made on Twitter. Forget Black Lives Matter, more like All Lives Matter. That's what SGA Vice President Rohini Sethi posted just after the assassination of five Dallas police officers. The tweet caused an uproar among her fellow collegiate lawmakers as well as the Black Student Union. Ms. Sethi was suspended from government activities for 50 days. She was also ordered to undergo mandatory diversity training, akin to a form of ideological conversion therapy. What happened to this young lady is despicable. She was publicly shamed because she believes every life has value. But such opinions are no longer welcome on public university campuses, where free speech has been strung up by a politically correct lynch mob. I'm Todd Starnes.
Okay.
Temporary layoff.
You know, I tried out for that singing group right there.
You did?
Yeah, back in the 70s. I had aspirations for a singing career.
Aspirations are good.
They're good. Didn't quite make the cut. I made the last, right up to the last cut, but didn't make the last cut. But I moved on.
You got over it.
I got over it.
Plowed through the hurt, the disappointment.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. That's what you're listening to right now, whether you like it or not. Listen to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Life choices, people. That's what it is. Professor, it's also known as
Learning University.
So Professor J.J. Jasper, and I failed to mention that Professor Ed Vitagliano hails from and is the pride of Nashua.
Nashua, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Some of my old high school buddies might argue with
many,
that.
Many years ago, before he reached middle age.
What did they call a Coke in that part of the country?
Tonic.
Illegal.
Tonic. Yeah, let's go get a tonic.
Tonic. I'm Tim Wildman, and I'm the dean of this here fine institution of higher education. All right, back to the phones. Here's the phone number. Not that we don't have a bank of callers already, but... Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. If you want to be on this show,
then you're going to have to call that number.
That's right. 888-589-8840. Please don't call if you've been on the air in the last 4 weeks. Also, if you want to send us an email, we'll read it. Comments, we're not going to read it on the air necessarily, but we take your feedback at comments at AFR.net. The three of us are real sensitive men, and so don't send us emails criticizing how we said something or
right.
how we pronounce
or how we look, how we dress.
Yeah, those hurtful.
It is hurtful.
And so keep that in mind.
Teachers and professors that have feelings too.
Right. If we read that email, it runs our whole weekend.
Could.
So think about that.
While we're at home grading papers.
All right, who we got?
All right, we go next to Howard, Kansas, and Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, and happy birthday, Ed. My birthday is also in August myself.
Wow. Thank you. My dad has a birthday, August 30th, 4 days from now.
Are we going to start going through everybody who's got August birthdays?
No, we don't have to.
Okay, all right.
Michael, happy birthday to you this month. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Thank you. I'll go ahead and do both.
Which question you want to answer?
I'm going to answer JJ's Bible question.
All right, Dave, Michael, here's what we got.
Wait, which is
it? Who is it?
It's Michael.
Michael.
Michael from Howard, Kansas.
All right, what was the name of Cain's first child, Michael?
Okay, it's one of my favorite people from the Bible. It's Enoch.
You're exactly right.
Oh! Hey, there's the cowbell. Ring that cowbell one more time. Brent, ring that cowbell louder. Louder, Brent. It's almost football season. All right, Trivia Friday it is. So if he did answer
he
correctly.
He answered correctly.
So he wins a cowbell?
Hilarious Highlights Volume 2 from this here show.
Yes,
CD, and it's a Michael.
It's free, Michael. Absolutely free. We're going to send it to your mailbox of your choice.
So, Michael, when we are through with you here in terms of you being on the show, don't hang up. We'll put you on hold. And then Jade McIntosh, our producer, will get your shipping information, and we'll put that in the mail for you.
All right. Thank you.
Michael, have you won anything this week yet?
No.
Oh, see, there you go. That's a great way to celebrate a Friday.
That's right.
Well,
does he have a question for us?
Yeah, what's your question for us?
Okay, I'm about to open up a Pandora's box with this Bible question, so I hope you don't take my CD back.
No.
Well, it depends. Now that you've got us a little nervous.
We're not Anglo gibbers, Michael.
Okay.
Because Anglos can be just as much that way as Indians.
Right.
Or other ethnic groups. So
my question is, according to the Word of God, does the Bible say that the church is the bride of Christ?
According to the Bible, which is the Word of God, does it refer to the church as the bride of Christ?
Yes.
Is this some kind of trick question or? Well,
No, not at all.
Well, it does say reference in Revelation to the bride of the Lamb.
In Ephesians, it seems like there's a lot of talk about.
That's a yes or no answer.
Well,
I know it may be tricky.
I'm guessing he's saying the exact wording. And it sounds like a trick question. So I'm going to say no.
Michael,
is that everyone's final answer?
Yes,
it's our final answer.
Uh-huh, it is.
That would be correct, Ed, because in Revelation chapter 21. It starts in verse 9. It says that John was talking to one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, "Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife." And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. So when you read that, it sounds like the New Jerusalem, the holy city, is the bride of Christ. And then you might ask, well, what is the church? You go back to Matthew chapter 22, and in the parable of the wedding banquet, it clearly says that we are the guests to that wedding.
Yeah. Hey, Michael. Hey, brother. Appreciate that, man. We got a bank full of phone calls, but it answers the question right, what you're saying, right?
Yes.
He sure did. Good job, Ed. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Hey,
have a good weekend.
Michael, don't hang up, brother. We're going to put you on
hold,
okay?
Don't hang up on life either, Michael.
All right.
Don't do it.
All right, Michael. Okay. Have a good weekend, brother.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Dave Battagliano and J.J. Jasper. You're listening to
Learning University.
That's pretty sad.
That was.
I'll give you another chance here. You're listening to
Learning University.
Right here on American Family Radio. We are at this point going to repeat our questions, which have heretofore gone unanswered.
All right, I will start. Here are my three questions. First, what animals are on the state flag of Louisiana?
Louisiana.
Second question, what is the best-selling fiction book of all time? I have been giving you a hint. It is sometimes released as a trilogy. And then third question, NFL football starts regular season in a couple of weeks. The Pittsburgh Steelers are the only NFL team to win three consecutive Super Bowls. Is that true or false?
Did you say Steelers?
Steelers. Pittsburgh
Wouldn't
Steelers.
Wouldn't it be Steelers? What? It's just a matter of what part of the country you're from.
No, what?
I said Steelers.
Steelers. What did I say?
You said it like Steelers.
Steelers.
Yeah. It's a fine line there, I know.
Really fine.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have even brought it up. It's just that you said Steelers, and I'm just thinking, no, they're the Steelers.
Well, hey, look, you say Coke, I say Tonic.
Right, I know. Let's don't judge each other.
Here's what I've got. First question, an amendment to the U.S. Constitution must be ratified by what fraction of all states?
Mm-hmm.
Second question, how many lanes does an Olympic pool have? And then I'll add one. In Germany, where would you be if you were in a Krankenhaus? If you were in a Krankenhaus,
you're in a bad way.
Where would you be? And would it be painful?
Yeah.
I'll add that.
And usually it comes after committing a crime.
And is it one of the 31 flavors?
In Germany,
Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
In Germany, where would you be if you were in a Krankenhaus?
Honey, you want the
that's German
you want
for
the cookie
bad
dough
mood.
Or the Krankenhaus? Huh? Give me a double dip of that Krankenhaus, honey. All right, I'll get it.
That's what, one of my favorite ice cream places.
All right, here are my three questions. What rather large birds have been trained to tend and move sheep?
I can't wait to hear the answer to that, because I want me one of them birds.
What Portuguese navigator and explorer, in the year 1519, he got up one morning and he said, you know what? I'm about to circumnavigate me the earth. And what was his name? This was an inspired young man.
Inspired.
He had.
Hey, Ma, guess what I'm doing today?
He had vision. He wasn't just
going to
go play in the backyard
world.
With the other boys. I don't know what they played.
Better than my other brothers. What have they ever done?
Back in the day.
And his neighbor said, it won't take long since the earth is flat.
Right.
And ends just beyond Miller's Creek over there. Where there be dragons.
Y'all can continue to make fun of this fella, but his name is remembered to this day.
Yes. Except from our students. They apparently don't remember it.
They're going to get it here in a minute.
Since we're trying to keep history accurate, and you're already there, and I'm not going to give away the name, the sad backstory to that is that he died of Krankenhaus and died of painful death.
Yeah, you never would have heard from him.
Painful death.
You never would have heard from him. All right.
By the way, my daughter is just now calling me for my birthday.
Oh, really?
Well, at least she
did.
Yes.
Absolutely.
She's in California, so it's early here for her.
There are more species. My last question is there. Now, listen carefully. There are more species of insects than all other animals. But there are more species of this insect than any other. Almost half of all insects are of what kind?
That's a good question.
That's my question. Back to the phones, Ed.
Back to the phones. We got a Hopewell, Virginia. Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, brothers. And I want to say, Ed, happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Ed.
Thank you. Everyone's going to be sick of my birthday.
Your pride increase.
If everybody pitched in, gave you a gift card, you wouldn't have to pay them eat for a year.
That's right.
For our listeners.
Okay, listen. Before we get into, I would like to answer one and ask one, but I want to call you on something that one of your brothers said on August the 12th. You were talking briefly about geopolitics, and one of you identified the United States as a democratic republic. Well, North Korea identifies itself as a democratic republic, and I believe Vietnam does too. The United States, and this is ironclad, the United States is a constitutional republic. A pure democracy is nothing but majority rule or mob rule. And we have the Constitution, and we have laws to protect the minority from the majority.
Yes, sir.
And having said that...
Yes, sir, Dave, okay. You're right. Just want to keep you... Okay, you're right about that. It's
I don't think anybody said we were a pure democracy.
It's democratic.
Yeah. Well, when you said democratic republic, I've heard others on the talk radio on AFR, too, refer to the United States as a democratic republic, and that is scary to me.
Yeah, we're a constitutional republic, but democratic republic, what they may have meant was we elect our leaders. But anyway, good point, Dave. Way to clarify. Thanks for clarifying that. Now, you got a question or an answer?
Ask, answer, and do both.
I'm going to answer question number 11. That's a sure one for me.
Okay, which one is that?
Question number 11.
Okay, that was the Crockett House.
Oh, here you go. Yeah, here's the question. In Germany, where would you be if you were in a Krankenhaus?
If you're in a Krankenhaus, you're in the hospital.
You are in the hospital.
Wow. You know how you know German, Dave?
My last name is a pure old line Kraut name, and I can say it. Winkler.
German?
Yes.
Yes, German. Okay.
Right.
So that's a. Words. I know a couple hundred words in the native language in Krankenhaus. And somebody said a while ago, they said you might die of Krankenhaus. Well, that's very true because there are diseases that are passed between hospitals. I even had one, and the Lord cured me of it.
Well, praise the Lord.
I had my heart carved on. The staph infections. Travels between hospitals. But anyhow, I have a good question for you, and you're either going to know it or you ain't. Okay?
All right, fire away.
Okay. In the early 1960s, Peter Sellers, who, in my opinion,
Pink
was
Panther.
A comedian.
Pink Panther. Anyway, go ahead.
No.
Okay.
Peter Sellers played three separate roles in a movie. I'm going to name the people that were two of the roles, and you tell me the third person. Okay, the first name is Merkin Muffley. The second name is Lionel Mandrake. Now, you tell me the third name, and I think you can tell me the name of the movie.
You know that?
Okay, I think it was the movie The Mouse That Roared?
No, not that one.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. You got
okay,
us.
Merkin Muffley was the president of the United States. Lionel Mandrake was an attaché to the crazy general. He was an English lieutenant colonel. And main title... character that he played was Dr. Strange.
Oh, the movie Dr. Strange Love. All right. Yeah.
Hey, Dave, we've got to go. Yeah. And listen, Dave, Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Our feet are the same. All right, Dave, have a great weekend.
Lufthansa.
Lufthansa. Shall we continue or?
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We shall continue.
All right, let's continue.
Forge ahead.
We're going to forge ahead. We're going to Houston, Texas.
Like an explorer.
And Brooke is on the line. Brooke, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brooke.
You.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy birthday, Ed.
Thank you so much, Brooke. But I'm telling you, this is awesome.
What? You just happened to have your birthday on Trivia Friday.
And I happened to mention it.
Yeah.
Well, JJ did.
Yeah, Jane. So.
Thank you, Brooke. Appreciate that. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I would like to answer the question about the flag.
The state flag of Louisiana, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. What animals are on the state flag of Louisiana?
Pelicans
is correct. There's a mother pelican and her three young on the state flag of Louisiana.
I misunderstood. I thought you meant there are like multiple animals. There are multiple animals, but not different.
Not different types, right.
Kinds of animals.
Here's a little known fact.
Pelican State.
Because we want you to be more smarter on this show. In fine print, under those animals, under the Pelicans are printed at recipe. That's Louisiana, folks.
Gumbo.
A recipe for Pelican,
Pelican
gumbo.
Hey, Brooke, how did you know that? Are you from Louisiana, or you just studied flags, or how did you know that?
I actually looked it up. But,
good for you.
I live in Texas.
Absolutely. Well, that's
you live in Texas.
I don't know. The Pelican. So
Pelican
it's a Pelican state.
The Pelican state.
It's also known as the Sportsman's Paradise.
Right.
I think.
Excellent job, Brooke. And we do encourage our listeners, our students, if they don't know the answer to a question, to look it up.
Research.
Nothing wrong with that.
Research. Yeah. Research. Folks. Hey, Brooke, what's your question for us?
Okay. So this is a animal question. And how long is a giraffe's heart?
How long is a giraffe's heart?
Yes, sir.
How long? Huh.
How long is a giraffe's heart? That sounds like a line in a song. Like a love song from Lionel Richie or something. You know, like from...
My heart is as long as a giraffe's.
That's what I'm talking about mid-80s.
Yeah.
Right after he left the Commodores. He wrote a bunch of ballads like that.
My heart.
How long? Hey, you're... You're feeling it too, aren't you?
I'm feeling it. As long as the giraffes. You know, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. You know, giraffes are huge, so I'm going to, and they got to pump that blood all the way up that
That's
neck.
That's true.
So I'm going to say, you think 2 feet is too
I'm
big?
I'm with you there.
Yeah, we can say that.
Oh, we're gonna say 2 feet long.
Yes, that's right.
Oh,
wow.
All right.
That was a great guess.
It was just a guess,
Professor Ed.
Wow.
Well. Your whole breath of life, though, contributed to that educated guess.
Absolutely.
And the fact that it's your birthday.
And that gave me special powers.
Now, there are always exceptions to the rule. That 2 feet heart thing is true, except for the mean ones. The mean ones, they say.
The heartless?
He has no heart.
No heart at all. And then Brooke, on Christmas, it'll grow 10 times its normal size, right? like the Grinch.
Brooke, thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for your
have
call.
A
okay, you have a wonderful day. You're listening to Trivia Friday, folks, on American Family Radio. On Fridays from 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time in the morning, we play trivia. And so we do that once a week.
Lighten things up a little bit.
Yeah, you're gonna, you got to have a little fun.
A little laughter. We try to bring a little laughter and a little learning into your life.
If you want to be
the three L's,
brought
man,
down.
There's your campaign speech right there. A little laughter and a little learning
in your life.
Vote for me.
Yeah.
If I'm elected,
I'll bring a little laughter and a little learning into your life.
So if you want depression, listen to the rest of our programming. But that's not what we're about for this hour and a half
right. Listen to the rest of our programming.
I'm not going to
get sales pitch.
Truth and advertising.
That's not going to inspire much Share-a-thon donations, is it, right there?
And folks, you wonder why they don't let Tim write the brochure for the rest of the ministry.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. You know our regular listeners.
You know I'm kidding.
They know the world's in a messed up state. We got to report it.
And you know that we offer hope. I'm being serious now. We offer hope, and the hope is in God.
That's right.
God is our Father, and He's our hope, and we trust Him for tomorrow. We just ask the Christians get off their rear end, do what they can.
That's right.
To help save this country.
Nothing wrong with that either.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that, is there, Brother Ed? All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
Okay, we go somewhere on I-40 in Arkansas. Alan is on the line. Alan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Howdy, y'all.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
I was better, but I got over it.
I-40 in I-40 in Arkansas. I know wherever you are, it's closed down to 2 lanes. Because I travel that interstate many times in
That's
my life,
true.
And I've never seen it wide open for more than 10 miles.
Construction ahead, next 45 miles.
Fines will be doubled.
Anyway, go ahead. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'd like to just help my Louisiana question, but anyhow.
Yeah.
Just want to let y'all know I did just come through Palestine, Arkansas.
Palestine, yeah, there's another biblical name.
Right.
For American town.
All right. Little Jimmy reminds me of a question. And speaking about towns and all that, who was born at Route 4, Liberty, Mississippi?
Who was born at Route 4, Liberty, Mississippi?
Jerry Clower. There
you
go. Oh,
there you go, JJ.
Right there near the Ledbetters and the rest of them. Yeah. Knock them out, John. Yeah.
Great storytelling comedian from yesteryear.
He's awesome. Jerry.
Comedian. Awesome comedian.
You know, he was a college football player at Mississippi State.
He's a pretty good size fella.
Yeah, back in the day.
So, Alan, you didn't have a question you wanted to answer?
Nah, I can't think of any of them besides that Louisiana question. But okay. I was thinking a pelican and a fish.
Pelican. Well, I'm sure those.
That was Dr. Seuss.
Redfish, bluefish, greenfish.
Yes.
Hey, Alan, you be careful out there on the road, all right?
All right, y'all have a happy Easter.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Hi, y'all.
I think that was really Larry the Cable Guy.
Have a happy Easter. I like
you. You know what? In the top 10 moments of life where you go, no! Is when you look up ahead and you see the interstate closing down on you.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
And you see taillights for a mile ahead of you and you don't know. Yeah, that's just – now, today you can go on your map on your phone and they'll show you where your log jams are.
And they're pretty up to date?
They are pretty up to date, yeah. Uh-huh. It lets you get depressed early.
Yeah, you know, because there's no way around this.
Yeah, well, two or three miles before you get there, you can go ahead and just be getting angry.
Yeah.
And
We were just watching the Olympics, of course, the nation was. I don't know who received the kickback for having it at Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah.
But so many people said the town wasn't ready. You know, even the police and everybody said, if you come here, good luck, you're on your own. And the folks in the kayaks were... there were couches and things floating in the water.
I saw some
with all
video.
These little updates about it as the Olympics started. They said right there outside of Rio, coming into Olympic City, there was a 72-mile traffic jam. 72 miles.
Are you serious?
I'm trying to go by memory because I mentioned this on my morning music radio show, and I said, you know, if you think that you've hit rush hour traffic or you've got a bad commute, this is going to make you feel better about your circumstance. And I want to say it was 72 miles. You think of where you are right now in the town that's 72 miles away, and that's how far the traffic was backed up. More than at Christmas time trying to get to the mall.
Wow. You know,
100 times that.
Ooh, that I can see we ought to all be susceptible to road rage.
72 miles?
At that
time. You can double check me on that because I'm going by memory, but it was like unbelievable
there
stretch
no
bottleneck.
No fruits of the spirit that can
not
come
for 72 miles. Mine can't last that.
I don't think so. That even builds character.
You know,
I don't think
you
it
know,
does anything.
You know, Tim, when you're talking about coming up and saying that, no.
Right.
You know it's a bad one when you already see people that have gotten out of the rigs and out of the
right.
cars.
Or some people coming out of the woods been to the restroom.
Yeah, if they're standing there chatting with each other, you go, this right. is not.
They're sitting outside the car smoking cigarettes.
This is not going to be
good.
And
all you see is taillights for miles ahead. That
and
is
then they
a,
have their grills out. It's kind of like
it's not a good
tailgating.
Place.
Tailgating before the
tailgating
football game.
On I-40.
That's not a good and
there's
place
another
to be.
Lyric for a song.
We will return after the news with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. David in Biloxi, you're next. And then Roy in Rockwell, Oklahoma. Anthony in Franklin, PA. And Juanita in Sulphur, Louisiana. You'll all be next after this. And Justin in North Carolina. We're going to get all those calls in the next half hour after the news. We're going to take a short break right here. You're listening to American Family Radio Trivia Friday. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net if you'd like to. comments@afr.net. We'll see you back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.